Thanks for listening to this week's episode of the EFES Podcast. If you like what you're hearing, be sure to subscribe to the show on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so I'll do a brief intro, and then we'll just jump right into it.
Okay.
And we'll get rolling. All right, he's right at 1 minute, so I don't have to start my timer. We're good.
Was there anything particular you wanted me to cover on this?
No, I'm just going to tee you up and kind of let it just free flow. Topic-wise, I went back and listened to our last podcast, and so I don't want to revisit that necessarily, but I want to kind of part to it and build off of some of the things that we didn't really elaborate on. And so it's just kind of be organic. I'm just going to really tee you up just like you do on the morning calls and just let it free flow. And there's really no pressure or anything like that.
Okay. And then if I get to talking too long or something, just give me the old.
That's what we're here. That's what we're here for. We're here to spotlight Josh Sullivan. So you're good.
Okay. Awesome.
All right. Welcome back to the FS Nation podcast. Chase Urich here, episode 31. We're knocking these things out left and right. We've had some really awesome guests on all episodes that we've done. We've been on a little bit of a heater over the last few episodes. We had Joe Basso. We had Matt Murray. We had so many on the last few. And we're kind of just picking up momentum here. It's been a lot of fun. And today we're bringing back one of our buddies that we had on before. We've got Josh Sullivan on with us today. Josh, I appreciate you. I know you're a busy guy. You got a lot going on, but I appreciate you jumping on and spending some time with us, my man.
Man, I'm always honored to spend some time with you guys. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And I know I always enjoy listening to the podcast. So I'm again, very excited to be a part today.
Yeah, it's always fun having you on. I know we get I always feel bad to some extent. I don't want to say bad, but I always feel like I'm bugging you because I always try and rope you on as many of the calls as possible because there's just so much that you're just willing to give and share with everybody. And your story is phenomenal. For those of you listening, if you haven't listened to the last episode when we had Josh on, go check that out. It was awesome on all major podcasting platforms. Josh did a great job. His story to me is powerful, and he shares that in the first episode today. We want to elaborate a little bit more on some of the things that we touched on, but we want to kind of get into some new areas as well. And on the last episode that we did together, we talked about, you know, who you are, what you're doing. You really said some very nice things about the culture, the community we have here, which we can't have that without you, without Josh. You know, it's that tribe that makes the thing happen here. And so I want to kind of touch on that to start with. There's a lot of agents that we talk to on a daily basis, our marketers, our account executives, our agency builders that come into contact with that are just in the marketplace right now. They really have aspirations to do good and do good for their potential clients and do good for their family. I want to start today with just a message of inspiration, because who better than Josh Sullivan to bring it with the perspective of, if you're out there struggling today, if it's a lead thing, if it's a mentor thing, just if you're in that rut, if you think that you're all on your own left to figure it out, like some words of encouragement for somebody listening in right now on this, Josh.
Yeah, I would just say, if you're doing this alone, you don't have to. You don't have to. It's especially if you're part of the FS family already, you know, that we're here for you. That's the best thing. It was just this morning, Jace, that I texted you with one of my guys. It was like, hey man, can you help me out with this? Because this isn't something that I'm an expert in. I'm still learning this because I'm so new in the business. Can you help me out with it? And boom, happened so fast. And then, you know, one of my favorite people in the world, one of your favorite people in the world, Gary Wright, was on the phone with him earlier this week, helping me out with a Medicare supplement. You just don't have to do this alone. And I shared this a little bit in the last podcast, but in the beginning, I was doing this alone. It was really, really hard. And I'm not saying that it's easy now, because it's a business that it takes work and it takes personal growth and discipline and the willingness to keep going and not give up and not give in. But man, it's so much easier when you're part of that tribe, when you're part of that family, that you have somebody that you can reach out to and say, hey man, I've got this going on with leads. I've got this going on with this new product that just came out. Can you help me with that? And so just having those people that you can reach out to that are ahead of you in life is always so important, man. Those people who can be your upstream that will pour into you so that you can continue to do something so special, which is pour into others. Man, that right there, you cannot put a price on it. It is invaluable.
It is. And I love that because, number one, I see you do that daily. The humble approach that you have is something that I've always marveled at with yourself and others that have continued to level up. You know, when I say humble approach, I mean like today, for example, what you just mentioned. Hey, I'm not really familiar with this. Any ideas on how I can help so-and-so? Would really appreciate. Like most people in our industry kind of have that fake it until you make it approach. And it's just, it's kind of false. You know, it's, I don't want to say fraudulent, but it's just, it's not real. And it just seems to be a common theme and attribute with guys like yourself and some of the others that are like, hey, look, I don't know this 100%. Any idea where we can go to get the right answer here? I really want to help so-and-so. That authenticity is just, number one, it's infectious. And number two, it always tends to lead to phenomenal results instead of just that heartbreak. Like I used to get caught up in this quite a bit and I try and stop myself from doing it. If somebody asks, I'm like, I have no idea. Let me go find out for you. And because I don't retain everything as much as I'd like to, but that authentic approach of let me figure this out. Let me help you out. Hey, Chase, I don't really know. Or hey, so-and-so. And then you mentioned Gary, you name drop Gary. I love the fact that the culture that we have here, which I do not take for granted, is that all boats rise. Let's come together and help each other out. I love that. And that's one of the things I wanted to kind of go into next is that there's so many, as I mentioned before, that we talk to on a daily basis that had really good intentions when they got into the business. They had high hopes and they just kind of struggled. And your words of wisdom there was just beautiful. I love it. When we find somebody who's struggling, for you, Josh, as you got into the business, you didn't immediately come out and put $500,000 in life insurance on the board your first year. You didn't come out and immediately put 500 Medicare apps on the board in 1 year. You found a starting point. For those that may be struggling right now, what would you consider maybe some keys and some fundamental items to focus on to build up to that elite level of production? What would be some of your words of wisdom you'd share?
Well, it's funny you say that because I'm in the middle of helping some people do that right here, right now. And, you know, when I first started, I started with only life, you know, and so I would immediately with everybody that I bring on and I'm helping on this journey along with, you know, with them, I tell them immediately, I go, hey guys, I don't even want you to start with just life. We're going to get you started with life and health. And the reason why is because I wouldn't want you to go in with, you know, with one hand tied behind your back. I want you to be able to go in swinging, man, with guns a-blazing. And when I say that, I don't mean that from let's go swoop up every bit of business that we can. I mean that in a way of, hey, let's do our very, very best to serve people to the best of our abilities. And if we're only doing that with half of our arsenal, then we're really missing out on something here. And so I would tell, you know, if you're just getting started, I would tell you, You've got to learn, Effie. The life insurance side of this is so beneficial because it's something that people need, and it's something that a lot of people in our business don't have the right motives for it, and so they just go in there and they don't actually listen to people. They don't listen to their needs. They don't take it really good care of them. So I would tell you, first thing is really learn that side of the industry because it's so important. But also don't be one of those people who are just looking out for yourself, because if you do, you're going to be out of this business really, really quick, because that's what most people do. But whenever you have a true heart to serve somebody and to help them, you're going to stand out in every home that you go into. So be a good listener, be somebody who genuinely cares, who's not actually just trying to rush and be that wham bam person, you know, but actually caring about that family and saying, no, I'm going to be the one that's going to take care of you here. That's a big deal. So checking your motives and learning of one side of it is so important. Like, I'm so thankful that I started with one thing. And if I had to only start with one thing, I would have started with the life insurance side of it. I'm so thankful, though, that I added on to the Medicare. So I would tell you, anybody, I tell all my guys, hey, we're not going to just start with one hand. We're going to start with both. And the reason why is because when you can actually go in, and we call it around here, we call it the holistic approach of saying, this is how we're going to best help you, best serve your family. We're not just going to take care of you when you pass away. We're going to take care of you while you're alive too. And so we're going to bring every bit of value that we can bring to your life by being servant hearted and being the people who are going to care, not just the day that you pass, but every day from now and in between that day. And so I would just tell you, if you're struggling, really key in on getting both of those things so that you can have the holistic approach. Don't try to do this alone. Reach out. And then I don't think you're asking me this question, but I'm going to say it. Okay. If you're trying to build your business without an actual lead strategy, if you've been pitched that family and friends aspect of it, I want you to know that that is not a business strategy.
Yep.
Because sooner or later, you're going to run out of friends. And sooner or later, you're going to run out of family. I've never had to pitch any of my friends. I've never had to pitch any of my family. I've been able to help them, but it's because they've come to ask me, not the other way around. And the reason I tell you that's not a business strategy is because it's like, who wants to be that guy that everybody sees coming in your friend circle? Right? Oh, here he comes again. No, man, I just get to be friends. I get to be a son. I get to be a brother. I get to be a cousin and an uncle and all of these different things. And I just get to love my friends, love my family and my business and my family. I get to help my family if they need it. But the business strategy is we have a lead strategy here that is wonderful. And so that's the biggest thing, having people to see and being able to have the things necessary to actually help them. And so if you don't have that, you're really missing out on the lifeblood of what this whole business is made out of, which is seeing people.
Yeah, and I don't mean to bash any quote-unquote competitors, but we're talking to agents here. We're talking to agents that are licensed. Josh made a really big point there that is so true. It's not for us about selling leads. We lose money every single year when the financials come out. We lose money selling leads. We do it month in, month out, and it's because we keep the leads at cost. We sell them at cost. Well, to process a credit card, we're losing money, and it happens every year. So we don't say it to sling, you know, leads and make money there like some shops. But to your point, Josh, it's you need a business that's not built on sand. And if you don't want to be, not only do you not want to be that guy or gal that's just, oh, here comes Chase, here comes Josh, or just you want to be able to use that license, which is a blessing, to help your friends and family, but it should not be contingent upon your success. And there are a lot of shops that do that, unfortunately, and those are the real MLMs, the real churn and burns, because then you got to recruit those friends and family that you sold a policy. Then you got to get them licensed. And they really didn't care to get into the business. And that's a whole nother conversation for another day. To really grow and scale, you need a true marketing platform. We talked about, talked to Justin Brock a few months ago. He was on and he talks about, spending money on your marketing. That's the gasoline you're putting in your vehicle, your business vehicle. And that's a really big point that you bring up right there. There are some companies out there that get a little squirrely on how they handle leads and they resell them to multiple people and all that fun stuff. That's not how we're doing it. But I also want to just spotlight, you made a really good point about, and I always like to use sports analogies. I don't know why, but final expense for us has always been our fastball. And it's always been that pitch we know we can locate. If I need to throw a strike, that's our go-to, and it has been. Thus the name of the podcast, FS Nation, Equita, Final Expense Services. Now, FS is part of the mothership, which is the Equita Group. We do annuities. We do Medicare. We do, all these other ancillary sales, cancer, hospital, all these other things. To your point, if you're listening in right now, Josh is giving it to you right now from a high-level producer perspective and a tremendous leader perspective. Find your fastball, but diversify. Because at the end of the day, if you can take the one nugget that he just threw out there to you, which just can't be talked about enough, if you can focus on serving, you will start deserving, as the great Brandon Clay says. The more we serve, the more we deserve. And so if you don't want to be a one-trick pony, don't try and just go with only final expense. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't create paralysis by analysis by saying, I've got to be the greatest annuity agent. I got to be the greatest Medicare. You're not going to figure it all out. Understand that it's a process. It's iterative. But as you learn, you got somebody like Josh to work with. I mean, you're in good hands. You're going to be able to learn. That's the beautiful part about our business is it's ever evolving. It's ever changing. There's always something new to learn. At no point will we ever be able to kick our feet up and say, hey, I'm done learning. So I just wanted to kind of drive that point home because I thought it was so important. When we first started working together, where you were then and where you are today, two different animals, two different guys, two different people. The person, the man has always had that heart of gold to take care of people, but you've evolved and you've taken those steps forward. And it's not for any reason other than your effort and your commitment to the business. And I want to talk about that next because, once again, hearkening back to talking to agents on a daily basis, being able to kind of figure out, are we a good fit for you? Are you a good fit for us? One thing that I notice is we know that there's no substitute for hard work. For you, Josh, doing what you do at such a high level, what have you found as you've just shot up? I mean, the amount of production you do is insane. I'm not going to say it's unbelievable. I refuse to use that word anymore. It is believable. But what do you attribute to that? I know it's hard work, but how did you get to finding this system that works for you now in terms of your day-to-day?
Yeah, so what a great question. And so I thought I was going to have to say, hey, man, I'm not special to you, but you didn't lean that up. A lot of people would think, oh, when you see this, like, because we have been very, very blessed. I don't want to take anything for granted. We've been very blessed on the FE sales. We've been very blessed on the Medicare sales. And people, well, they say, well, oh, well, you just have something special. And I go, I really don't. I go, we have a strategy and we have a goal. The strategy is we buy leads every single week and we go to work. Right now I work Monday through Thursday. And if I need to, I'll work on Friday. One of the best parts about this business is I think, and I alluded to this the last time, is before I came full time, I was working 6 days a week. And you know, four as a pastor and then two doing insurance. And so now I get to do this. Now I work 4 days a week. I get to spend more time with my family. But man, during Monday through Thursday, from 9 o'clock until about 6 o'clock, my wife would tell you it might be a little later. And sometimes it is a little later because I'm going to do what I need to do to help our people. But being a part of EFIS, I have the lead strategy taken care of. I do that every single week. I never turn our leads off. We buy leads every single week. And then we go to work every single day, but our 4 days a week, Monday through Thursday. And because of that, I would tell you that's the secret sauce. There are probably, and Chase, you could speak to this a whole lot better than I could, but there are probably a whole lot of people who go, man, this business can be really, really lucrative. And they go work for two or three weeks out of a month. And the next thing you know, they take 2 or 3 weeks off. And you know, but if you really want to see your business grow, man, don't do that. Give your, like, you couldn't do that if you were working in another industry. You would have a week off here, you know, 3 weeks of vacation or something like that. Like, set your personal goals. Be personally driven enough to say, no, I'm building something special here. But also, I'm doing this for others, not just for myself. And so when I'm doing something for others, that means if I'm driven truly to help and serve others, then I'm going to continue to put myself in the place where I can truly help and serve others. Now, if I become very inward focused, then yeah, I'll probably stay at home a whole lot more. But that's really not what it's about for me. I didn't get into this industry to go make a whole lot of money. I'm very thankful for the financial blessings that have come. But what I did do is I got into this because I wanted to help people. So why would I pull myself out of that? I just want to help people. So the strategy, man, have a good lead system, which we do here at EFIS, and then just be disciplined enough to go to work. Set your times to go to work, 9 to 6, 9 to 5, whatever you want to do. Set that time to go to work, and then don't negotiate it with yourself.
Yes.
Don't do that. Don't be the one who talks yourself out of your own goal. Right? That's literally self-sabotage. don't do the thing that feels good. Do the thing that you know is right. What's easiest is not always what's best, right? So do the thing that's right. That's who you truly are. And that's the character of a man. That's the character of a woman. And so that's what's going to stand out more than anything. And when you look yourself in the mirror every single day, you want to go be able to say, no, I'm that person, you know. I hope that helps.
No, it does. And it's on point. And when you were just, when you were covering that, it made me think like the paralysis by analysis piece, like so many like fail to take flight because they think they have to know it all before they can go and put it into action. And it's that four part step of learn, apply. Now you're never going to be a finished product, which you were pretty polished when we started working together. I'm going to say you were pretty good. But what you're doing now, it's so much fun selfishly for me to sit and watch that iterative process. Like going from good producer, man, this guy's elite, he's crushing it. And then now, you know, to watch you pour into others, like you're building your team, you're growing and helping others. I love the way you build as well. Like you're not just sitting there on the phone recruiting all day. You're like helping individually. Okay, still going to help this person, but they're now ready to go on to the next one. You just pour into people. Love that. And it's not like I'm sitting next to you every day watching you do it, but I see it with the camaraderie, the, you know, not even if I didn't know what happens behind the scenes, the way that you cheer on Connor or whoever dings in the chat, like those little things, those are a chop at a tree that eventually that tree is going to fall. And here we go. We've got another, you know, person who's achieving their goals. That is so awesome to see and so cool to be a part of, but it's that learn, apply. I understand I'm getting my nose bloody up. I'm going to mess up a little bit, but learn, apply.
Yeah. And I would say this, man, there is nothing more exciting to me than to see somebody else succeed.
Yes.
I love it. You know, right before we jumped on this call, Logan, one of our guys, he was in a home and I was like, hey man, yeah, I can help you. Let me help you right here. Let me do that. You know, I've always said this, you know, you can't actually call somebody a leader. If you're a leader, you can't actually call somebody another leader until you've done your part to empower them, to train them, and then to release them. And so, you know, for me, you're right. I'm not the guy that's out there. I don't recruit. I haven't done that. I'm not saying that I wouldn't ever do it. I'm just saying that that's not the way that I felt like I was supposed to do it right now. The people that we're helping right now are people that I've known with an outlier here or there that have come along on the journey saying, hey, I've seen how this has changed your life, because one of them's a family friend. I live in Alabama and this girl is in Pennsylvania. And I'm telling you, Kristen Grasso, I said this at the AUP kickoff, I think she knows more about Medicare in 1 year than anybody else. Like, she just dove into it, just like head over heels, loves it, and is learning the FE side. Like, she's growing so much. And man, nothing makes me more excited when I see her ding there, because I go, man, you just did it. Like, yep. You put yourself out there. And you know, she's a big fan of Gordy too, Chase. I don't know if you know that or not, because they both love the door knock approach, man. They, you know, as far as all that goes. But Connor, what an absolute stud that he's just going out there, breaking into new territory, doing all of these things, because this is going to change the dynamic of his family. Logan has a wife and four daughters right now, and it's wow. Navigating so much with his youngest daughter having surgery, and he's still going and learning and growing and doing this whole thing. And so, yeah, man, I'm riding in that car with him. I'm helping him put his first sales on the board. I'm going, let's celebrate you. Because I want you to see how this happens. It's not transactional; it's relational. And so, if everything I do with our people is transactional, well, guess what? They're going to take into a home, a transaction approach. But if I lead them relationally and love them relationally, because I do, man, I love my guys. I'll tell them right now, I love all of you. You know, and so if everything I do is transactional, well, you've just become a means to an end. And you're not a means to me. You're the end to me. Well, I want them to feel that, because that's actually the same approach I want them to take in the home. Hey, Miss Mary, you're not a means to me. You're the end. And you matter. Your life matters. And we're going to help you all the way through.
Dude, that shines through like so much. Even people, the way you treat people, I'll just say this once again, selfishly from my observation, the way you've treated people that have no association with your group and your team inside of the community is noticeable. Extremely noticeable. Like we, like yesterday I said, I welcomed just one of our new guys into the chat. Bam, like six people jumping in. Then 10 be like, there's so many people welcoming somebody in. Obviously, you were one of them, but the championing the success of someone else has become not a maybe. It's become like almost a standard now, which is, I think that's, if no matter what an EBITDA number is on a financial document for us, if I'm ever judged by that, so be it. But I would then just turn and say, look at the culture. Look at the culture, and you're a massive part of that, which kind of leads me to my next topic. Your quality of business, all of the things that we've just talked about, I think play into this. I know they do. There is a systemic problem, in my opinion, in our industry right now of the wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, transactional type setup, like we've already discussed. But the systemic issue that we have of agents who get into the business, cutting corners, having initial success, which is, it's almost... it's here today, gone tomorrow. It's not sustainable because of that systemic issue. Your quality of business has been exceptional. I pay attention to QOB reports at the carrier level. I get notified when the bad things happen, but I also look at the good stuff. Your numbers have been exceptional. Your persistency, your placement, that you're now teaching the agents that work with you. What do you attribute that to? I'm sure it's treating them like their mom, dad, aunt, uncle, like we've talked about. But what else is going into that? In terms of how you're selling premiums, like what is it that makes your QOB that you're able to make it so high?
Well, I'll tell you, I really do think one of the biggest things I would tell you to, you know, your greatest currency that you have is really your time and relationship. My highest currency is going to be relationship. I'll tell you a story about yesterday, if that's okay, I'll tell you why I think this is attributed to it. I sit down with this guy yesterday and we were talking about his FE, and I'm listening to all of his needs and all of these other things. I'm talking to him about all of it, and I'm hearing what he's saying, and I'm going, oh my goodness. The next thing I know, I find out he's with this carrier. Every 5 years, it's going up, and he's going, man, I don't know how I'm going to be able to do all this and afford it. And I go, hey, well, let's talk about these options. Let me actually help you. And he goes, man, I got to be honest with you. I've talked to so many people like you. And you're also, and this is crazy how this all happens, Chase. I really think it's just because we took time to listen. So I'm listening to him. He goes, I didn't even want to be in that, but this is, they got me into this. And next thing you know, it's boom, 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 and it moves. And now he's in something that's growing and he can't afford it anymore. And I'm just listening to him. I said, well, sir, it sounds like somebody didn't actually listen to what you needed, but this is actually what you needed. He goes, yes. And he said, the same thing happened to me with my Medicare. And the guy had turned off his Part B premium, stopped paying it, has no health care at all, all because somebody wham, wham, bam, the whole situation. And as I'm sitting there listening to him, I go, I go, well, here, let's talk about this. How much are you getting a month in your, you know, total income? And I told him, I said, hey, there's nothing I could do about your Medicare today. Nothing I could do about that. I said, one, you don't have Part B premium. You know, that would be, we need to, he goes, well, I'm not paying that. I'm not going to do it. And I said, but you don't have health care. And he said, yeah, but I was having to pay all of this money. And then this happened with his doctor. And I said, sir, it just sounds like you didn't have anybody that was actually taking care of you. And then he tells me how much he makes a month. Chase, the guy qualifies for a dual enrollment plan for a DSNP, which means he wouldn't pay for his Part B premium anyway, but somebody didn't help him along the journey. So after we helped him with his FE, we got on the phone. We called Social Security. We're getting his Part B reinstated in January when all of that can happen. And then the next thing we're doing, we're going to get him enrolled into Medicaid. We're going to take care of all of those things. I think the reason why the quality of business is there is because we're willing to take the time to actually help. And if all you're in there to do is to come in there and be the hired gun, to come in there, pop, get what you can get out of it and get out of that house so you can get to the next one, well, you're going to have a lot of charge then. You're not going to have a lot of people sitting on your books. And you're going to have to, you know, that's the part of life insurance that honestly it scared me, because I heard those stories of chargebacks. Well, I'm not telling you I don't have them, because I have them from time to time, but I'm not trying to outrun them like I used to, because I'm going to slow down. I'm going to actually listen to your needs. We're going to talk about your budget. We're going to make sure this whole thing fits. And then we're going to see if there's anything else that we can do to make your life better and stronger. So I would love to tell you, like, yeah, man, I've got this strategy for the most sticky business in the world. I don't. I have a heart to help people. And because of that, it drives that. And so it keeps that business on there, because people literally will look at me and go, I've never met somebody like you. What's so different about you? And I'll tell you, you know me, Chase, I'm very much a believer. I definitely believe that that's the favor of God that's on my line. But the other part of it is just everything I do is from my faith, not everything to my faith. It's from my faith. And so I think having those attributes to serve and to listen, which we have an incredible leader who leads us that way in you. And so you talk about the culture, that's you, my friend.
I appreciate that.
You've given us the permission to do that from the top down, to celebrate and do all of those things and listen and be the ones who care. And so that's the reason why I think it works, man, is actually taking that time to listen, care about people, and then help them where they truly need it, not go serve my interest. It's let me serve yours.
Yeah, that's so good. Like that will be the snippet. That's the one that Jim and the production team is going to put on YouTube right there, I can guarantee you, because it's so good that I think it's one of those things you want to be able to kind of just radio broadcast, video broadcast just across the nation to our industry of stop being so transactional, start getting authentic. If you think you're too good for that house, if you think you're too good for that neighborhood, this business isn't for you.
You should probably
be doing something else. And that's a message that gets away from the systemic problem of the fraud, of the writing the wrong carriers because it pays you a bonus because your upline said that's the one we need to push because I have a bonus in place. With like that stuff has to go. And that's everything you've said on this call. You could just like, if you could put the AI to it and just chop it up into like little segments, it's a training course in itself for so many that are listening in. And I'll just put the challenge out there. It's not to go after any of our competitors or anything like that. But if your leadership that you lean on to help you elevate and grow isn't talking about serving people and putting them first, this is a great opportunity. Like we win last. And Simon Sinek talks about real leaders eat last. And in this situation here, if we can put our clients first, we can put their time and their needs first. Man, it's so good with what you just said right there. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but it's so good with what you said. I'm going to have to go back and listen to that a couple times myself because it was so good. But as we butt up on time here, buddy, parting shot. I know this today went by fast, way too fast. Way too fast. I got like three other things on my list here. We'll have to do it again. But a parting shot for anybody listening in right now, anything you want to share with everybody that's out there?
Yeah, so I would just tell you this. It's really easy in this business to go, wow, this is lucrative. This could change my family. And this could change the legacy of our whole life. And I want you to know that every bit of that is true. Every bit of that is true. I'm a firm believer that whatever you are, when you get more of that, you become more of that. Okay? So if you're naturally selfish and you get more, then you become more selfish.
Yep.
And if you're naturally narcissistic, you will become even more narcissistic. But if you will just put some things in your life in place, some guardrails in your life to say, you know what, this really isn't about me. It's really about helping other people. If that's your motive, if that's truly your motive, then it'll drive you to do some really, really beautiful things in this business and helping others, which will be way more than just transaction to transaction. This is truly a business where you can make a difference in the lives of so many people, and not just for one generation, but for generation to generation to generation. And if you don't see it like that, then you're not seeing the big picture. you're seeing a very, very small window of what is actually a very big, broad, beautiful vision that, and I would just challenge you to say that. I would challenge you in that, and I would say, don't think that small, and don't think that temporary. Think way bigger and way greater, and not just in ways of transaction, but in because ultimately, at the end of your life, you're not going to be able to count how many dollars you have. It will not matter. It will only matter how many people you've served, how many people you have helped, in the lives that you've changed. There are a lot of things in this world that are temporary, but people are eternal. So invest in them well and treat them well, and good things will come because you have.
Man, that's so good. That's so good. I love it. And we're going to do this again. I say that every time, and I know you're down for it.
Yeah, man. I just want you to know, because you said this, you're like, you don't want to. You never bug me, man.
I know.
Anybody bugs anybody, I'm bugging you.
Never, ever, 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 ever. You're never bugging me. I appreciate you tremendously, man. I hope you enjoy your Friday today. I know it's that non-filled day for you. So appreciate you as always, and we'll do this again sooner than later.
Yes, sir. Sounds great. Thank you again for the opportunity.
Likewise, my friend.
Thanks for listening to the EFES Podcast. For more, visit EFESnation.com and subscribe to the podcast catalog on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.